So we read the Gemara on Haman Aleph. So the Gemara says, Tanrabana, Yadu Shahoru Vitau Maharu. They know they made a mistake, but they don't know what they made a mistake about. Great. Many mistakes. So Yachal Yu Chayavin, you might think that they are liable. Meaning, right, there was the people who acted, they weren't sure whether the mistake they were following, or they were making rather, was following the Beis Din or not. That's the case. So in that case, what?
Where are we again? I lost this.
The Gemara on Haman Aleph. Right at the end of the Mishnah on Haman Aleph, where as soon as the Gemara starts. We hadn't started the Gemara.
I was in a boat design, I figured it out.
Thanks. Well, that would do it. Yeah, okay. So, Tarabani, Yadjava, Tomahoru, Yachul, Yachava, Yavin, Tamalom, Vinoda, Hatot, Vilo, Sheyodu, Hachotin. Meaning, you need to know this particular sin. It's not enough to know that you sinned generically. You need to know what sin you did specifically, which makes sense. This is in general true by Karbanot, Chatat. There is a part of the mechayev is the idea sachet, right? The bringing of the carbon is a response to it. Hi, Tucker. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
How you doing?
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Okay, so the we're just three lines down from the Gemara on Hamad Aleph. Vloshe the chotun asher chatu, which they sinned chatu shnei shvatim. Mivin shnei parim, chatu shlosha. Mivin shlosha. If two shvatim bring, they bring two karbanot. If three, then three. O eno omer el chatu shnei yechidim mivin shnei parim, chatu shlosha mivin shlosha. So you might have thought that maybe you bring this par elam davar shel tzibur even on an individual sin. Talmud Lomar, now that can't be entertained. The Gemara, the Mishnah rather, entertains different possibilities as to whether you can be chayev for a shevet sinning or for the whole nation sinning. But that's because the machlokis is about the definition of the word kahal. But an individual, according to no definition, is a kahal. And that's what the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, ha-kahal, ha-kahal chayev. The community is chayev, but not an individual. The kol kahal, the kahal chayev. And each community is chayev. Meaning what? Ketzad. Chatu shnei shvatim, mivin shnei parim. Chatu sheva, mivin sheva. Ushvar shvatim shelo chatu mevi'in al yedehen par. Each shevet who sins brings a karban, and then the other ones bring one more generic par. Shafilu elu shelo chatu mevi'in al yedei achotin. Because even those who didn't sing bring on behalf of the sinners. L'kach ne'amar kahal l'chayev al kol kahal v'kahal divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Huda's position. Rabbi Shimon Omar. Rabbi Shimon says, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, Mivia Sheven Parim. The seven Shvatim who sinned bring seven cows. Ubeidin Mivian Al Yedehen Par. And then the Beidin brings another one. Shneamar Lemata Kahal, Venemar Lemala Kahal, Makal Hamur Lemala Beitin Imakahal Afkahal Hamura Lemata Beitin Imakahal. Because the phrase later on of Kahal is referring to the nation plus the shave plus the Beitin. So here too, Rabbi Meir Omer. Now here is again where you see the ambiguity. Is the Beitin bringing on behalf of themselves, on behalf of the nation? It's not totally clear. Depends how you understand this phrase. Rabbi Meir Omer, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, is seven Shvatim sin, Beitin Mivin Al Yedeyen Par, so the Beitin brings for them a cow, Behein Pturin. So here, this formulation sounds very much like the one who's liable is the Beitin, right? Because it says the people are Patur. Now again, you could read it the other way and say the Beitin brings it on their behalf, and therefore they have exempted themselves through that karban. So it's not clear, right? Is it patur, meaning they're exempt, because really it's the Beit Din bringing it? Or is it the Beit Din is bringing on their behalf, and therefore they practically don't have to bring it? Again, you could at each stage in the Gemara read it different ways. And again, if you look at the Mefarshim, you'll see that they really do take it this way. Nemar kalamata v'nemar kalamala ma kahal hamur lamala Beit Din v'lo tzibur av kahal hamur lamata Beit Din v'lo tzibur.
Rabbi Zay?
Yeah.
both the Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, they bring one Se'arah Tzavod Zarah.
Say that again?
For both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, if it's Avod Zara, they bring one sheep, right?
If it's Avod Zara, then whatever their position is, you just replace the animal. Right? I mean, their positions are the same, but the animal is different.
Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda has one extra carbon on them, which is you always bring an extra.
Yeah. Zara. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, listen,
sorry. You replace it with the Seir, or you bring an additional Seir for both?
You bring. Make sure I get this right. You bring no. You're right. You add right. You bring parvis sa'ir right. That's right. The Mishnah. That was the Mishnah on Dal and on Amud Beis. Right. Vod kochavim mivin parvis sa'ir.
Then Rabbi Yehuda had you bring in two sa'irs of Sevodah Zarah.
You have an extra. The extra karban is meaning one per shavit and then one catch-all. Right. That's the addition. Right, so you'd have an extra power, an extra seir.
So you'd give them seirim if they're all in the area of Avodah Zarah, or just...
I mean, you'd have an extra of each carbon that you're bringing, an extra power, an extra seir.
And this is for Rabbi Shimon.
That is for... That position is...
That's Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
But I thought you said you bring one seir for all the shlat.
No, Rabbi Yehuda says... It's one per shaved who sins plus another catch-all.
And that's just for Avodah Zarah for everything?
No, that's in general. The only difference between Avodah Zarah and everything else is whether it's only a power or a power and a Seir.
Okay, so if it was Avodah Zarah, it'd be seven
power. Seven plus one.
Okay.
Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishmo. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, Chatu Shisha Shvatim. So now we get into one of the trickier cases, which is what if... It's not the Rove of Shvatim, it's six Shvatim, but the Hemrubo Shalkal. But they're the majority. O Sheva, Avol Pishainu Rubo Shalkal, or seven, right? Again, the mashal we gave, right? The majority of the popular vote, or the majority of the Electoral College. Mivien Par, so then you bring the Karban. Okay, so the first wide line. Amar Mar, Vinodaha Chatat, the sin must be known, Veloshe Adu Achotin. And it's not enough that you know that you sin, that the sinners know they sin. So if you, again, so that was the case of the Beit Din who makes a mistake, but they don't remember what mistake they made, and the Kahal follows, makes it, right, sins, but we don't know whether the sin that they sinned is the one that follows the Psak or just an independent one, so you don't bring a Karban. So Mantana, who is the author of that position? So Amar Yehuda Marav, V'itema Rava, Dilo Kirebi Eliezer. We don't know who it is, but we know it's not Rabbi Eliezer, anyone but him. Ditznan, because the Mishnah tells you, and the Mishnah Rishah says Ditanya, because this is not a Mishnah as far as we know. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Manifshach. Imchelav achal chayiv. Notar achal chayiv. Because Rabbi Eliezer says it's not true. It's not that you need to know the sin. You need to know that you're liable. That's all you need to know. You don't need to know the specific sin. And again, right, this is an interesting question of how you conceptualize the chatas. And we've seen this a little bit right in the Gemara. Meaning, is the chatas brought, like, I'm responding to a specific sin, and therefore I'm mechaper on a specific sin. And that's part of the process, right? I did it, I'm being mechaper on this. Or is it simply, right, the fact that I sin creates a certain obligation. It's not, again, we can talk about what this is. Is this because they're arguing about whether this is a generic chov, about whether this is part of the process of tshuva, and tshuva has to be specific? Right? We could go into all types of formulations. We could talk about whether it's about a kapara on the sin or a kapara on the person, right? Which we know is the simple difference between chatas and asham. Yeah, Eli, what were you saying?
That's what I was going to ask. I thought it was in general chatas or general asham.
By the way around, chatas is usually more specific, asham is not, right? Because asham, we think is lahagena la adam, right? The classic formulation of the Gemara is that asham protects you, right? Until you get to the point where you can bring a chatas. A chatas is a specific chov, which is why it is special dinim of kavana. If you remember that in the beginning of Azvachim, right? Chatas, we know has special halachot of lishma. Asham is a machlokas.
Right.
Okay. So Rav Ashi says, "Afilu temer Rabbi Elazar, He says, nah, maybe even Eliezer would agree, because Shayyacha Dichsiv Asher Chatu Aleh. Because it says in the plural, and they sinned on it. Which makes it sound like, you know, whatever they sinned on. You know, this might be Paralam Davar, might be a little bit more generic. It says, really? Hasam Nami Aksiv Asher Chataba. What are you talking about? There also it says that he sinned in, which is a little bit more generic. And yet, by a normal chat, he doesn't say it. So he says, eh, not a big deal, because that I have a different, that is for a different drasha. Humi boile, prat, let me say, sake. That's teaching a different halacha, which is that you're only chaya for a shogeg and not for misaseg. Now, this is something we mentioned, I know, last year, but let me run through this very, very quickly. In general, right, in orders of chait. So we have mezid, obviously, intentional sin, you're a bad person. Nothing you can do about this. Shogeg, you're chayav a karbon if it's a sin for which you're chayav kares or misa. Does that mean you're a bad person or not? Did you do something wrong? So, that's machlokesh. The Rambam says, yes, you did something wrong. The Rambam in Hilchot Shgagot, Perkei Halacha Vav, says that ilu badak yafe yafe, right? If you checked more carefully, then you wouldn't have sinned. And therefore, at some level, it's the flippancy, right? You are guilty. You're not guilty of intentionally rebelling against God. You're guilty of being flippant. The Ramban is too dead in the Shar Gemul. One like the Rambam, the other Deya, which is also the one reflected in Vayikra and Perek Aleph, which is that, no, you are Ratzui Hashem, you're completely beloved by God, no big deal, but there's a metaphysical stain on your soul that needs to be fixed, the way you fix it with the carbon. A level down from that, or the bottom of the barrel, is Misasik, where I was doing something else and I happened to sin. There you're not Chayev. Why not? So, Pashtus is that because misasek, right? I tripped and I fell into a light. It's not even an action, or there are different nisuchim in the achronim. It's not an action at all. It's a disembodied action, right? So the action happened, but I didn't do it. Or different formulations. That's the simplest read. The truth is that it's a machlokes, and if you look in, I believe it's Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger, Arachayim Aleph Tshuvaches. If I remember correctly, he notes it's a machlokes between him and the Nesivos. Not in the Nesivos, but in his Perush on Arachayim, in the Makor Chayim. Where Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees with this, right? The Nesivos takes this position that Misasek is a non-action. Rabbi Akiva Eger thinks it's not true. He thinks it is an action, there is a sin, it's just lower level. And the specific context in which it's usually talked about is Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, on Pesach, because there, you might not know you have chametz. How do you conceptualize that when you, it turns out you find chametz, right? How do you view that? And that's one of the classic cases in which they argue about it. But at any rate, whether Misasek is just really, really low level guilt or no guilt at all, no karban is incurred for Misasek. So, my time in Rabbi Yehuda. So what is the explanation for, well, what's the reason for Yehuda's position? So, Ksavar Arba Kehal Leksive. He says, the Pasuk says Kahal four times. Kahal, Hakahal, Kahal, Hakahal. What do we learn from all these? Chad l'chayev al kol kahal. One to teach you each shevet is chayev independently. V'chad l'horat l'yu b'veit din u'maset t'alui b'kahal. One to teach you that the psak, beit din. The sin, the people. V'chad l'greira. One is for this dragging along principle, right? That even the Shvatim who didn't sin bear some culpability and need to bring their karban generically. V'chad l'shevet sh'asa b'haraz bezdin. One to teach you that it's not only a national sin based on the Sanhedrin HaGadol, but it's even a shevet based on its local beidin. Reb Shimon, what's Reb Shimon's argument? Plasak aleksive. Hakal, kal, hakal. He only darshans three of the kals, but me'ene akahal, but the one of me'ene akahal urche dekrahu. That's just, you know, that's just the way the pasuk talks about it. You can't darshan anything from it. Kedamri inche me'enya deplanya. Like people say, from the eyes of such and such. And therefore, he's short one drasha. Therefore, chad l'chayev akol kal v'akal. One to teach you that each shevet is chayev independently. Utre achrinim. And the other two, nemer l'mata kal. V'nemer l'mata kal. Malalon Bezdin Imakahal, Afkan Bezdin Imakahal. Both cases needs to be Bezdin with the Kihila. Reb Meir, Kahal Hakal Odershe. He doesn't buy this drasha, Hilkach Treikal Leksiva. He only has two. So we boil it, and therefore he needs it. Lenemar lemata kahal, lenemar lemal kahal, malalan beitin velot zibor. And the way he darshens it is the kila and not the beitin, afkan beitin velot zibor. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, my taima.
Right?
What?
Beitin velot zibor.
Velot zibor.
You said without the beitin. You said the zibor without the beitin.
Sorry, beitin and not the zibor. Right? That only the beitin brings the karban. Rav Shimon Elazar, my taima, tziv haya imeinei ha'ida. It says, from the eyes of the Eida, alma mi'uta dechziva me'inei, uksiv ki l'chol ha'am bishkaga, le'meimra deruba in mi'uta lo. It's coming to teach you, majority yes, minority no. Meaning what? Ha'ketzad asu shisha ve'hein ruba shakahal, oshiv afal bichena ruba shakahal, chayavin. It's a majority in one of the two ways that you can have a majority, but not without some construal of majority. And then the Gemara in Hamad Beis says, Rabbi Shimon Rei Meir Dehara Tliyav Beitin Umasa Tali Bekal Minalu. How do they know that the psah comes from the Beit Din and the sin is the sin of the people, not the sin of the Beit Din? Amar Abaye, Damar Kra, Vaya Imeine Ha'eda Nestal Dishkaga, because it says, if from the eyes of the Eida it was done accidentally, which Rashi notes, the Drasha, Shete Asa Lishkaga, Ide Achirim, it implies that the accident that is happening was caused by somebody else. It's passive in that sense. Rava, my Rava says, Milchol Ha'am Bishkaga. And Rashi said the drasha here, Shikulam Tluyin Bishigigasa Kahal, Ubezd in the Horat, Luyabezd in Umaisa Talibikahal.
Sorry?
Yeah.
How does it imply that it was done by someone else, the puzzle?
Because it says, if from the eyes of the Eidah, meaning based on the Psak of Beidin, Nesta, it was done a mistake. Right? Not Asushkaga, meaning based on their own Psak, they did a mistake, but because of their psak, a mistake happened. Right? Nesta, it was done, so it implies that there's a split between the people who are making the mistake and the people who are following the mistake.
I see, thank you.
Right, if you look at Rashi, it says, Shete ase lishkaga al yidei achirim. Right, the drasha is that there's a mistake, v'nesta, and something was done, passive, out there, right, beyond the people who are making the psak mistake. And why do you need both? The tzriche. Tzriche, because of Rachmana v'haya emeinei ha'eda, nesta lishkaga, hava aminu afilu miyuta. You might have thought it's even a minority. L'hachik tziv l'chol ha'am bishkaga. Therefore, you need the second phrase of everybody. V'ikaz of l'chol ha'am bishkaga, hava aminu avdi beit din b'hadei ruba. Then you would think that you need the beit din to also sin along with the majority. L'hachik tziv haya emeinei ha'eda, nesta lishkaga. So you need one to teach you that it needs to be majority. The other, that the focus is on those who are outside of beit din, and beit din doesn't even need to sin for it to count. Wait a second, this is only by the special carbon of avodah zarah. How do you know by a normal power? Helam davar shel tzibor, yalfin, meinei, we have a gzera shafa, no problem. We have another minute, so let's go a little bit farther. Horu beidin shel echad v'chulei, ibayelahu, shevar echad, l'rev Yehuda, b'horaz bezin agadol mimaisi. Okay, what if Sanhedrin Agadol paskins, but only one shevet follows them? Meaning, is Rabbi Yehuda's position that a shevet is considered its own kahal if it's best in paskins for it? But one shevet can't tap into a national psak and make that an independent kihila. Do the other shvatim bring or not? Olo. Mi amrin, and do you say shiva shvatim huda maisi shvar shvatim bahadayu mishum diika ruba? Do you only say that extra carbon is when you have the majority of Klal Yisrael? Avalchad sheva deleka ruba lo, but when it's one shevet based on, even if they're tapping into a national psak, still the fact that there isn't a majority of Klal Yisrael means that there's no shared culpability for all of Klal Yisrael. Odilma Loshna, or do you say there's no difference? Tashma, so the Gemara tries to prove it. Mahein Mevi'in Par Echad. And they bring one par, Reb Shimon Omer Shnei Parim. But by asking, what's the case? Imelei Mashachatu Shiva, if it were seven Shvatim sin, Reb Shimon Tamnaya boy. Reb Shimon already said eight. It must be El Dechata Shevet Echad. It were one Shevet sin, Bamai. Ibaraz Beis Dino, if it's based on the Psak of their own Bezdin. So Reb Shimon lists later, Reb Shimon doesn't even hold, then in such a case you're Chayev. Elah Baraz Bezdin Hagadol. It must be that they followed a national psak, the Tanakama money, and who's the Tanakama? He named Reb Meir, Aruba boy. It can't be Reb Meir because he always thinks you need the majority of Kol Yisrael. El Olav Reb Yehuda. So it must be that we're talking about Reb Yehuda going to Chadu Shevet Echad, where one Shevet sinned. So the Gemara says, no, Amri Hach Ma'eskinan. It's a case Kagon Chadu Shisha Shvatim Vehein Ruban Shel Kahal. It's a case where six Shvatim sin and they're the majority of Klal Yisrael. V'Rishim Ben Elazar he, Titania V'Rishim Ben Elazar Omer, Mishmo, Chatu, Shisha, Vein, Rubo, Shulko, O Shiva, Avavi, Shein, Rubo, Shulko, Mevi'in, Par. Where he holds, in general, you bring one carbon if it's any of the majority of Klal Yisrael. So this construal, the position where it's only one carbon might be Rishim Ben Elazar and proves nothing about Rabbi Yehuda's unique position. Okay, we'll pick up with this the next attempted proof for Rabbi Yehuda tomorrow on the first wide line. Okay.